Okay. Well, let's talk about youths in particular. Youth initiation. This is the idea of youths getting hooked onto e-cigarettes very early on in life. That's been a big deal for years now with kids getting their hands on Juuls and many of them getting really sick. Do you think we're going to see new requirements for marketing, like to make e-cigarettes less appealing to teenagers?
Yes, I do see whether it's tomorrow, and I think it's optimistic to think we're going to know everything tomorrow, but when the FDA does make final decisions on the Juul application, on the application of the over, 500 other manufacturers, whether they approve, there will, if they approve any of these, they definitely will have restrictions on both marketing and some of the product design that will be, intentional to reduce youth initiation and use.
Now, there are people in the public health world who say that, millions of people quit cigarettes by switching to vaping. How do you think the upcoming decision by the FDA might affect those individuals?
So I don't anticipate that the FDA is going to be taking all vape products that adults might be using to assist them in, I'm not going to say cessation, I'll say transitioning down the harm spectrum. So they may stop using combustible smoking cigarettes and move down the harm spectrum to vaping. So I think they're going to leave product on the market that allows that dynamic to continue. I will note that none of these product applications are to allow the manufacturers to market the products as cessation products. That is a wholly different type of application, and no vape manufacturer is allowed to market their product right now as cessation, nor will they after tomorrow. And that's, again, another process that would have to take place.